FreeTalkLive.com. Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Welcome to hour number two of the show. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. You can get on the phones and bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind. That's the point of Free Talk Live, right, Manwich?
It's a listener-controlled show. They call in. Anything you want to talk about? We're here.
It goes. The phone screening process is so simple.
Very, very simple. Just a couple short questions. What's your name? Where are you calling from? And in a word, or less if you can find a way to do it, what do you want to talk about? That's it. Nothing.
Oh, and how you're listening.
Oh, how are you listening? You listen online, what station, whatever.
Exactly.
But
that simple.
Nothing is off limits. It doesn't matter what we're talking about. What matters is what you want to talk about.
Precisely. 1-800-259-9231. And it's Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And Manwich.
Join the bulletin board system online at freetalklive.com. That's my old school word for message board or forum, which is what they are called nowadays.
Right, exactly. The BBS. Right. Come on, fire up that 300 baud modem and get online. Join the information superhighway.
Just trying to keep the old school alive there. Yeah. I'm now over the heads of most of our listeners, so let's move on.
All right. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, which is your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, call toll-free 888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or visit their website at freestateproject.org. Please do.
So we were talking to you. We sold an article last hour about how there may very well be a ban on porn in your car. In fact,
I might as well stop driving.
Well, it's actually out of California, of all places. You would think such a, I guess, liberal place as California wouldn't be proposing stuff like this.
Now, does this have to do with watching, filming? What?
Now that's an interesting question, watching it.
Okay.
But it may apply to filming it. You're cruising down interstate whatever, kids crammed into the family sedan when Junior spots the flickering images on the video screen in the vehicle one lane over and starts snickering. Taking your eyes off the road, you spy the featured attraction, writhing naked bodies enjoying fleshly pleasures in the porn epic Caught from Behind.
He's just taking her rectal temperature.
Ah, the challenges of modern parenting. We've had a number, this is a bureaucrat speaking here, we've had a number of people complain that stopping at a light they've seen sexual acts of the kind we don't want to speak of, displayed on the video screen in the car in front of them. So that's John Benoy, a Republican from California. He is a former California Highway Patrol commander bureaucrat. He introduced legislation that would have made it illegal for anyone to exhibit, quote, sexually explicit material in a motor vehicle, knowing that the material is visible to the public.
I'm with him. That guy's last name, I think, is Benoit.
Unfortunately for Benoit and other opponents of the fast lane frolics, the bill was defeated Tuesday in the Assembly Public Safety Committee. So it didn't make it. Maybe we'll find out why, but first, we got to go to the phones, because the show's about your call. So let's talk to Joe in Massachusetts, and Joe wants to change the topic. Joe, what's on your mind, sir?
How are you doing tonight, fellas?
Excellent.
I enjoy hearing you. I'm hearing you a little bit on the Internet.
Thank you.
Man, it's hard for me as a visually impaired person to get your stream with these screen readers, but I got it.
Excellent.
I tried hearing it on Genesis, but they won't let you hear for 25 minutes. We got to get that freedom in there.
Oh, Genesis is restricting listening time?
Yes. They never used to.
They have a pay service now.
Oh. Well, you can have pay and free. Come on, like you guys do.
Exactly.
We're free and we're high quality.
That's right.
I know. They're 16. You're 32-bit, aren't you?
We're actually 64 kilobits.
Wow. It sounds very... There's a little bit of hum on it, but that's all.
It's almost like we're in your living room.
It's minor, but you can get rid of that. But I wish all the Internet services would do this, because, you know, some people don't have a lot of money, and, you know, I mean... The ones that pay, they can pay, but they can put a couple freebies up there, too. Okay.
I agree with you, Joe.
Great. Who is that, Manwich?
No, that's Ian.
Yeah.
Is he the libertarian or no?
We're all libertarians.
Yeah.
Well, except for some, Manwich, who's kind of a fascist.
Some more so than others.
I'm libertarian in some cases. In cases, I'm not.
Remember you, Joe.
Yes, and I haven't called back. I've been sick, but I will keep up topics. Talk about the Schiavo case. I think they should keep their nose out of her family's business. Later, if her family wants to take care of her, more power to them. I think it's anybody's business to interfere.
Well, I can't...
All right, Joe, thanks for the call. No, no, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Stay on. I thought we could avoid it tonight, but it is the big news tonight,
and we tend not to talk about the big news, unless somebody calls in and wants to talk about it.
Sure. Unless it's unavoidable.
And good thing I prepared.
Can I bring up another topic after, okay?
Great. Of course you can.
Well, I'm of the opinion that it seems cruel to me not to allow the family to take care of this woman. Clearly, that's what they want to do. If she's, in fact, in a persistent vegetative state or whatever it is, I mean, I've heard this thing defined 100 different ways to Sunday on the news. I can't get a real read on this, but if she's in a persistent vegetative state, she's not going to know whether she's cared for or not, so let her be cared for.
That's not the point, though. That's the whole issue. It doesn't matter whether she knows it or not. If they had the discussion that Michael Schiavo is claiming that they had about her not wanting to be kept alive artificially on any kind of a life support system, whether she's consciously aware of it or not, he made a promise and doesn't feel right not fulfilling.
Yeah, but he's not allowing visitors to visit her and everything else. He isn't being very nice either. So I agree with your friend there. Let the family take care of her. I wish I had a good family. A lot of us have been dumped off by our family.
Maybe he's not a nice guy. I don't know. I've never met him. All we're going on is by what other people say. So we don't really know what he's like. We don't really know what her family's like. All we know is what they tell us.
That's true.
And as far as I'm concerned, I'm with Manwich in that if the family wants to take custody, if they're willing to pay the bills and not put it on us, the taxpayers, to pay for, I don't care. It doesn't matter to me.
It's up to the family, absolutely.
I think it's up to the husband, personally, because she married him, but I don't see why he doesn't just go ahead and say, look, whatever, let's be done with it. Here, I'll sign her over. You guys
do it. Because, he's got other people in his life. He's remarried, so what's he screwing around for?
I don't see why he doesn't just move on. I understand that they had this conversation, supposedly, but just move on, dude.
Yeah, I know. Okay, now, another thing, gun control. I think that...
Oh, good, a real issue. Okay.
All right.
People should be alike into an argument with a guy, he doesn't believe people should carry guns. People can't be trained to handle them well. And
do you carry a gun, Joe?
No, but I do have access to certain things I can't say. But I'd rather go to jail than be dead, you know? I'm not going to let my life be taken.
So, wait, you were arguing with someone who didn't think that people should be able to carry guns?
No, he doesn't think guns should be in the homes. I guess he's changed. He's for gun control now. Go call for help. Get out of your house. Get the police. Sometimes the police
won't
make...
He's changed? Wait, so he used to be for guns and now he's not?
I'm not positive, but I think he used to believe in people should keep guns in their home. I'm not positive.
I wonder what on earth could have possibly have changed his mind about that.
I don't know. But
a woman?
No, I don't know. I'm going to speak to him about it next time. But he doesn't believe we should have stun guns, especially people that are visually impaired. But let me tell you something. There's a new show on TV... And it's called Blind Justice, and it really, some blind people are very good with handling weapons.
Really?
Yes.
See, of all the gun control measures that I could think of, like blind people not carrying guns, it kind of sounds like a good one. But so they can shoot? How?
Because they can hear.
You can hear, and you can be trained how to hold your hand, and there is a technique. Because I had a friend who was totally blind, and he could shoot very well.
Wow.
And... especially when you're close quarters, that's easier. Or there's martial arts and there's a stun gun.
What was the samurai movie with the blind guy, Blind Fury?
I don't know, but this is a new show. It's on Blind Justice. I think it's on every week.
It's one of those new crime drama shows.
And he works with a sighted person, and he still keeps a gun, and he helps the sighted person, and they have some reenactments of things and how he can hold a gun. There's a technique, I guess, that you can turn around and shoot. I guess it's how you hold your weapon and where you place it. I don't know, but there's techniques because Bill Cooper, before he died, used to talk about it, quick shooting.
What you've got to understand, man, which is being able to see, you rely on your sight to be able to help you determine where you are and the distance to things and things of that nature. Not having that sense... you still would be able to compensate it by using your other senses.
Other senses will crank up.
The moment you go blind, I mean, once you're blind, you don't immediately not know where you are all the time. It just shows how bigoted we are.
Joe is interesting. We don't have very many blind people call the show, so we're going to let him hang on, because I want to hear more about his friend that doesn't like guns.
Okay.
Because it's an interesting topic. 1-800-259-9231. Of course, I think we should repeal all of the gun laws that we currently have on the books and really have gun freedom. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
To the farthest corners of the earth. Explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of the U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
Before you buy a car, get the answers you need to make a smart purchase. Just log on to consumerreports.org. You'll discover the Consumer Reports top picks for 2005, how to find a good repair shop, and learn how not to get ripped off when you buy or lease a car. Learn which cars are the safest, including our special feature on electronic stability control. Plus, we'll tell you which cars are the most reliable and what's new for the 2006 model year. At Consumer Reports, we're committed to helping you make the best automotive buying decision. We put each car through 40 rigorous tests, so you'll know what the most highly recommended models are. As an independent nonprofit organization, Consumer Reports is the only major publication that does not accept advertising. That means our expert ratings and recommendations are honest and unbiased. So before you buy that car, log on to consumerreports.org, and we'll give you the information you need to make a smart automotive purchase. Consumer Reports. Expert, independent, nonprofit.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. It's your show. You take control. Anything goes. Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And Manwich.
Don't forget to get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. Sign up for the updates, and we'll let you know via email any news in regards to the show. It's real easy to get on board there. Just go to freetalklive.com, click updates. It takes you maybe a minute or two to sign up, and that's all you have to do. From that point on, we'll send you emails. Easy. Let's go back to the phones. Back to the fun. Joe in Massachusetts. You're back on Free Talk Live. Now, Joe, we were talking about, you're a blind individual, and we were talking about, not that that has anything to do with what we're talking about necessarily. And
then why mention it?
Well, because he says if blind people can't have guns, they'll take it away. Well, you can take a gun away from anybody, too, so blind or not blind.
Well, I just think it's interesting because...
I'm not worried about them getting the guns taken away from them. I'm worried about what they're going to do with them.
Well,
but
I wouldn't go...
But you made a very good point.
Yeah. So your friend believes that people should not be able to own guns.
No, he doesn't. He believes in calling for help. which is a stupid thing because it's not always going to work.
It's never going to work.
The police may not make it. By the time they get there, you're dead.
Yeah. Have you ever called the cops before? Have you asked him that question?
Well, the cops on in front of me, but away from other people, they don't blame me for the way I feel.
Wait, what?
In front of me, they will say when they're around their partner, yeah, best thing to do is call for help. But I've gotten a few of them alone, and they don't blame me for the way I feel. Even
oh, hell no. They know best. They know better. They know that the cops just sit around and eat donuts and drink coffee all day.
Geez.
And then when you finally call them and you need them to show up, they some of them purposefully wait it out before they show up somewhere. Because they don't, like if there's somebody stalking you in your house or if there's a bank robbery going on, some of them are cowards, and they don't want to show up on time.
It's like in England. I talked to my friend in England on the Internet. He is against gun control. He says he likes it the way it is, but he says the cops won't do anything even if there's a loud disturbance. They'll call the environmental unit, and they have to hear it with a meter. Then if they find that there's loud music, they'll take this stereo away. Big deal. What, the guy's going to go out and get another stereo? Are they going to go down and take it?
Well, I don't think they should shoot him for having too loud a stereo.
No, they should.
Maybe just give him a good kick?
They won't do anything unless you're bleeding to death, and that's exactly what he told me. Your partner's all bloody. That's horrible. That's what's becoming of America. People... where's that town in Georgia where people carry guns? Kennesaw or something like
Kennesaw.
That?
Kennesaw, Georgia. Yeah, they made it a law there that everyone has to have a gun.
Now, okay, while the Kennesaw situation is illustrative that once people have guns, crime drops, unfortunately they went around about it the wrong way. They mandated that everyone carry guns, and that's just as wrong as mandating that nobody carry guns.
There's always going to be people like you hear every so often a housewife with a gun or a kid gets killed, but there's less of that. It's up to the people to be responsible.
It is.
Sure, there are dangerous implements that you're going to encounter in your life all the time.
Chainsaws.
You've just got to learn to be responsible with them. And there are accidents with lots of various household things that result in the death of children and adults every day. But guns you hear the most about because guns by their very nature are deadly. But what you've got to think about when you're talking to your friend who says, no, you need to call for help. If there's a direct threat to my life, which travel time do you think I want to wait on? The travel time that it takes for a bullet to get from my gun to that person, or the time it takes for the cops to get to my house and then decide to do something?
The bullet to get the person. You want to get them as quick as you can, even with stun guns. Naturally, there's I hear on other shows, too, on Genesis, that people have misused stun guns. There's always going to be people in authority that misuse them, but if a person doesn't want to have a gun, he should be able to have a stun gun. He should be able to...
You should be able to carry whatever you want that makes you feel comfortable, period.
People have misused stun guns. People have misused duct tape. It doesn't matter.
There are people that carry knives in their pocket, which are crazy.
You know, they say an armed society is a polite society, and really all you have to do is look at the statistics. What is it, John Lott that wrote the book More Guns, Less Crime? Is that right? I think that's like where the compendium of statistics on the gun laws. I mean, look at the states that have the least gun laws: Alaska, Vermont, New Hampshire. Vermont, there's no gun laws, none. You can carry openly, which you can also do in New Hampshire
and in Arizona.
But you also don't need to get a permit to conceal in Vermont, and they have no problem with crime whatsoever.
Wow.
Contrast that to a city like New York.
Yes.
Where there's a total ban on guns, so far as they've banned toy guns in New York City. Just crazy gun bans. And there's all kinds of violence. Look at London. You mentioned England before. Look at London. They have banned handguns there. Home invasions are on the rise like crazy in England because the criminals know that law-abiding citizens are disarmed.
That's right, and they can get the guns anytime, and I don't care what Elliot says. I disagree with him on this.
We don't like what Elliot says either.
Yeah.
Joe, hey, thanks for the call, man.
I'll keep in touch. Thanks.
We really appreciate
it.
Thank you.
1-800-259-9231. If there's anybody with a different perspective on life, it's a blind man.
Yeah. And you know what? As a matter of fact, screw Elliot. That's what I should say.
So now, one of the things that, as a blind man, Joe can't really quite experience in the same way is pornography, as some of the rest of us.
I wonder what blind people pornography would be like. Even if it's, you know, erotica, he still has to deal with a screen reader. I can't imagine.
Let's go back to the phones, actually. We'll get back into the porn thing.
Dr. Spazo describing what's going on.
Let's go to Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Well, I have my weekly or semi-weekly or somewhat weekly New Hampshire update for you.
What's happening up there?
few things worth reporting. I mean, you guys may have already reported this, but I didn't see it on your site. We crossed the 100 mark in terms of people that have actually moved into New Hampshire who are freestaters.
That's excellent. That.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And that is just the official number. Again, we always think that there are probably more that haven't registered yet. You know, we're, libertarians are not good at registering.
Freestaters, by their nature, aren't very good at registering at things.
Well, yeah, you know, as a matter of fact, there are there's no official estimates or anything like that, but we know for a fact that there are people out there who are planning on moving with the Free State Project once we reach 20,000 members, but they're so into their privacy or they're so into not joining groups that they just refuse to sign up, even though, you know, we're not going to sell their names to anybody. That's just how they are.
Well, it'd be very helpful of them if they would go ahead and
it
sign up.
It would be helpful,
because
yes.
Because then we would reach that 20,000 mark, and it would trigger the people that... It would trigger everybody to go.
Yes,
because
it would.
Nobody has to go. It's not part of the oath that you take, the agreement that you signed. It's not part. You don't have to go till we reach 20,000. So go ahead and sign up today.
It makes sense that you should sign up to me, but some people are like philosophically against it for some reason. Hey, I'm sorry, Dave. Go ahead.
Yeah, that was just one piece of news and positive piece. And of course, the thing to remind people of too is that what we've discovered is a sort of filtering effect, and the folks that actually move. Actually do turn out to be very hardcore activists.
Because that's the point. I mean, that's the point. Yeah. These aren't just 20,000 people moving to New Hampshire who are going to vote once in a while. These are 20,000 people who have committed on paper to be an activist once they move into the state. You might not have been an activist beforehand. You don't have to be. Manwich, you're not an activist, really.
Well, I've gone to libertarian booths and
yes.
passed out
okay.
The...
You've been an activist, but at my behest.
If you force me, yes.
Right.
I'll go.
But yeah, so if you've never done activism before, you're being asked to do it when you get up there. And what you're saying is, Dave, that by people actually picking up, packing up their lives and moving to New Hampshire, that's the qualifier right there. You know if they're going to go that far to do something for freedom, they're going to keep doing it. They're going to keep
right.
being active when they get
if
there.
If they're going to do that, it's no problem to get them to show up for protests and you know, testify at House committee meetings, so forth.
Right.
The... other piece of news is that we have a protest tomorrow afternoon against the national ID card.
Ooh.
That's going to be in Manchester. We're gonna go from the offices of one local representative, say our state, the
if there's more, Dave, hang on. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. We are excited about what's going on in New Hampshire, and that's why we're sharing it here with you, because it's our only chance for liberty in your lifetime. Free Talk Live.
For some time now, many people have heard of the benefits of Oregacin, Oreganol, Oregamax, and the many other health products from North American Urban Spice. Dr. Cass Ingram has stated,
extracts of wild oregano, notably the P73 oil, in particular the P73 Oregacin, completely obliterate the human cold virus in 20 minutes in one dose with a 100% kill.
Health and well-being can be achieved by using the all-natural Urban Spice products from North American Urban Spice. Call 877-817-9829 to order or ask for a free catalog. The oils, juices, and capsules manufactured by North American Urban Spice are from the finest raw materials in the world, which is why North American Urban Spice is recognized as the leader in natural herbal products.
The herbal medicine has the exact frequency, the exact chemistry to kill any germ.
Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and start down the road to herbal health. Herbs and spices or doctors and drugs, the choice is yours. Call 877-817-9829 to order your North American Urban Spice products today.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lagos with today's Car Clinic Minute. Planning your next vacation? Say to Europe, Maui, the Caribbean? How about a hitchhike around the galaxy? When I come back, I'll tell you about one heavenly road trip and a Ford who'll be your guide. What do your engine, transmission, driveline, power steering, and cooling system all have in common? When your service technician properly cleans, flushes, and conditions these systems with BG products and services, it pays off big time. With more trouble-free miles for you. Why BG? BG services include a 150,000-mile, 7-year protection plan. Free. Some restrictions apply, so get the facts on protecting your automotive investment at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. Robin Leach could give you a tour of the heavenly pads of the rich and famous, but if you want a trip that's out of this world, look to Ford. Ford Prefect, that is. Ford Prefect.
who named himself after the nicely inconspicuous car produced in England in the 1930s, is the alien in the upcoming blockbuster A Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Ford escorts human friend Arthur around the galactic neighborhood in advance of the Earth's demolition to make way for a hyperspace bypass. Unlike both Fords, the alien and the car, the original prefect was a senior official in the Roman Empire who made his road trips in a horse-drawn chariot. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. The show is about your call and what you want to talk about. 800-259-9231. That is toll-free. It's Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And Manwich.
Don't forget to get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. We've got the archive section there with the last 6 days of the show, fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. No logging in, no membership fee. Just go get them at freetalklive.com. Let's go back to the phones. We've got calls rolling in here. Let's go to Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, you're back on Free Talk Live. You're giving us an update, Dave, on what's happening there. Of course, you told us that we're now over 100 Free State Project members have moved into the state. It should be noted that nobody's required, so to speak. No, in the agreement, you're not supposed to move necessarily until we reach 20,000, but these are people that just can't wait, and I totally understand that.
Yeah.
What you've got going on there is exciting. We wish we were there right now, but unfortunately, we can't be yet.
Well, you are having an impact from where you are.
And it's damn cold.
Helping a lot. Well, actually, I don't know about it. I mean, when I moved up from Texas, and I missed nothing about Texas in terms of climate. I really like the climate here a lot better. The summers there are much worse than the winters here. Having been through one, I can say that now.
Hmm. Yeah, summers in Florida can be pretty brutal as well. So
yeah.
Looking forward to a 2-week-long summer in New Hampshire.
Well, if you want to be hot, yeah, you might have to only have 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
The rest of it is just comfortable.
Right. But, so what else is going up there, man?
Yeah, it's just an ID card protest tomorrow, which will be, I guess, 1 p.m. We're going to go from one U.S. representative's office and march to the other U.S. representative's office, which is just down the street. And they both, sad to say, are going along with this national ID business, and they did not. So we're gonna protest them. Actually, the two senators, not representatives.
No,
they haven't had a chance to vote on it yet. Our representatives mostly did badly on this issue, but the two senators have not yet had a chance to vote, so we're going to weigh in. One of the senators is John Sununu Jr., I believe the junior on the end there.
It doesn't matter.
He's pretty good. The other one, Judd Gregg's not much good. They're both Republicans.
Judge Dredd is your senator?
Judge Dredd.
I am the law.
He is the law.
Right. But I expect we'll probably have about 10 people. It looks like we have 7 confirmed. It could be as high as 15 or 20.
You going to have signs and everything?
Oh, yeah. I've made one. I know we've got 4 others made. We're going to have a gadgets and flags and New Hampshire flags as usual.
Fantastic. Well, be sure you take some pictures and link to them from freetalklive.com.
We will.
All right, man. Thanks for the call, dude. 800-259-9231. Let's go to a different Joe. This one in New York. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Scott, and Manwich.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I was just going to touch base regarding the topic that we were just talking about gun control.
Touch base, sir.
Go ahead. You keep your hands off my base, pal.
Well.
All your base are belong to us, Manwich.
First off, who said New York has crazy violence?
That'd be Ian.
Crazy violence compared to New Hampshire, that's for damn sure.
Well, I lived in both places. Both
okay.
In any case, so what's your take on, do you think there should be some kind of, with the amount of gun control, or gun violence, rather, that goes on in the United States, do you think there should be some kind of realistic gun control laws to, like, what, you know, if everyone has the right to bear arms, does everyone have the right to have, you know, an Uzi or a Tech 9 in their living room?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely. And a rocket launcher, if you
exactly.
want one of those, too.
If you want an RPG launcher strapped to the top of your head, feel free. Wander down the street with that thing.
But did you think that's also, like, kind of leading to the problem?
No, not at all.
I got a question for you. If you saw a guy walking down the street with a rocket launcher strapped to his head, would you rob him?
No, but, you know.
I don't know if that's too feasible. I think it probably.
I don't know if it really answers any question.
That doesn't happen
but,
in the book either.
But at the same time, if you knew for a fact, let's say you were a petty thug, and you knew that there were no gun control laws, and any person that you saw on the street and attempted to rob could very easily have some sort of a high-powered weapon on them that they could take you down with in a second. How willing would you be to take that chance unless you were completely cracked out of your mind? At that point, and if that's the case, there's more issues to worry about than just gun control. Man, what's
Now, Joe, the evidence bears out that when people are armed, for instance, Kennesaw, Georgia, where it's legislated that everyone carries a gun, or in Vermont, where you can conceal without a permit, or in Switzerland, where every male must have a gun in their house, these places, crime's lower.
And why do we have so much gun violence?
Because you live in New York, where they have a whole bunch of restrictive gun laws.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about the whole country, though.
Okay,
right,
well,
because when you take these places
averaged in with New York and Los Angeles, I mean, all those bring up the entire average for the nation.
What you've got to look at is you've got to look at the areas, and you've got to look at the amount of gun violence per capita in that area in comparison to the area's gun laws. For example, areas that have more restrictive gun laws, like Los Angeles and New York City, for example, have a higher gun violence rate per capita than places like Arizona and Vermont that have very lax gun laws where people are more able to defend themselves in whatever way they choose.
If the only people that have weapons are the authorities, then we're in some big, big trouble. I mean, if you just look at standards, if you look at situations in the past where gun massacres have happened, such as Columbine, for instance, horrible, horrible situation where lots of people were killed, and they ended up having to call the cops in, and it was just standoff, and the kids killed themselves at the end. And it was a tragedy. Now, it could have been much less of a tragedy had some of the teachers at that school been able to carry the guns that they legally owned. As a matter of fact, wasn't there one of the teachers who actually tried to leave the school and go to retrieve his gun from his car, but, you know, it wasn't in enough time, and he was afraid to do it because it was illegal for him to bring the gun on school property? I mean, if one of those teachers had a gun on him, it could have changed the tide of that entire situation. How about the Luby situation in Texas? Are you familiar with that one, Manwich?
I know the name. I can't remember.
It's a classic example of gun control. Apparently, it was right after Texas passed some sort of law against handguns, possessing them or concealing them. And then there's this restaurant called Luby's. Somebody came in there to hold the place up with, like you were saying, like an Uzi or something like that, which obviously they were violating the gun laws by possessing that weapon.
Yes.
But they don't care. They're criminals. So the criminal had a machine gun in Luby's or whatever and took out multiple patrons because nobody there was, all of them were law-abiding citizens. None of them were breaking the gun laws.
What kind of a sick bastard shoots up a Luby's? Come on.
This is what happens when you ban guns. Only the criminals have
them. It's sort of a reasonable reactionary thing to say, oh, my God, there's gun violence. Let's make guns illegal. But what really ends up happening...
Doesn't have to be, you know, I mean, I'm certainly not saying that people, you know, don't necessarily have the right to bear arms.
You're just saying you want to pick and choose which kind of arms they bear?
Well, not necessarily. I'm just saying, you know, with, I guess, you know, our country...
I don't know what you're saying. You have to explain it, Jeff.
I mean, our country, I think, is just, you know, we're a bit more trigger-happy and prone to, I don't know, fly.
Well, Joe, let's look at a major reason why we have violence in this country, and that would be the war on drugs. If it weren't for the war on drugs, we probably wouldn't have gangs, and that would cut out a whole lot of violence right there. But there's a lot more to be discussed. Unfortunately, we don't have much time. Joe, thanks for the call, man.
All right.
We really appreciate hearing from you. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. As far as I'm concerned, New York City, you can have all the gun laws you want. I'm not setting foot in your city. I'm going to New Hampshire, where all you have to do is ask, and they give you a concealed permit. As a matter of fact, there are people in New Hampshire, Free Staters, for instance, that are looking to repeal that. So it'll be like Vermont, hopefully soon, where you could just carry a weapon.
concealed, no problem. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control. 800-259-9231.
Are you and your family members getting enough minerals in their daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. Kids who may not be doing as well in school and having a hard time studying ought to be looking at a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call for C Minerals at 877-817-9829 and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost in the immune system. C Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful and energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help from Minerals from the Sea. Call for C Minerals today at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
Attention parents. Congress wants to take away your parental authority. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. The new bill is about to become law, and unless we do something to stop it, it could eliminate your favorite show. All because Congress is offering to help protect your children. After Janet Jackson's costume accident, Congress got up in arms. They proposed $500,000 fines for broadcasters and on-air talent per incident of indecency. You are right to want to protect your children. I have three young children myself. But you don't want the government to choose what's appropriate for you or your family. There is programming that some families find objectionable that you, as a parent, may decide to use as the basis of a life lesson, a conversation with your children. At DownsizeDC.org, we believe that Congress must not meddle with your family decisions. This bill is in the final stages of becoming law. We must act now to stop it. You can tell your congressman you oppose this law by visiting DownsizeDC.org.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cost. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, this is your show. You take control. 800-259-9231. If you don't, then that means we have to bring stuff up. That's not a problem. It's Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And Menwich.
1-800-259-9231. Don't forget to get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners there with dozens of ladies who have taken the time to give us their picture so we can put it on our website because they're proud that they listen and we're proud that they listen too. That's the point of the Shrine. We
Everybody's
show
just
you
proud.
Well, that's right. We're full of pride on Free Talk Live. And Free Talk Live is proud to be brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call them toll-free at 888-532-4604. That is 888-532-4604. Or go to their website at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. Let's go back to the phones and back to the fun. Publis in Alabama. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Scott, and Nowich.
Gentlemen, good evening.
Hey. Hello, Publis.
Publius.
Publius.
We spoke last night.
I know.
I'm glad to hear that no one got you.
What's on your mind, sir?
You fellows were talking about gun control earlier.
Yes.
I actually, you know, probably according to the stereotype, living in Alabama, own quite a few weapons.
Good.
Excellent. And actually several machine guns.
Ooh. All right. You probably feel pretty safe, don't you?
Well, you know, it's just a matter of it being the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs.
There you go.
And
I've never fired a machine gun, I must say. Have you? Have either of you gentlemen in the studio here?
No. No, I fired a rifle and a handgun.
I fired a .22 rifle, and that's about it.
Just imagine a handgun just firing much faster.
Well, I can imagine it, but I'm sure it feels a little bit different than I would imagine.
Certainly it does, but mechanically it's just the same action, just more rapidly in a shorter period of time.
Also, more likely to jam as a result, correct?
Quite possibly if poorly designed.
Aha. Uh-huh.
But
you don't buy the poorly designed ones.
Well, I'm a believer that you get what you pay for.
That's a good point. So, now, wait a minute. Now, the assault weapons ban is still off, correct? They didn't reinstate that, did they?
Yes, sir. They did not. The federal ban was not reinstated. It did sunset, as it was termed, September 13th or the 14th, I believe, of last year. And what that dealt with was semi-automatic weapons. That is, weapons that fire one round per each pull of the trigger.
Right.
Now, machine guns were dealt with in several phases, the last phase of legislation being in 1986. The Firearms Owners Protection Act, which banned the production of new machine guns that would be legally transferable to civilians. Now, I bet you didn't know, Ian, that in Florida, you could actually... Are you 21 years of age and
need
a couple other qualifications? You could buy a machine gun legally in Florida.
Sweet. Any one I want?
Pretty much.
HKMP5?
Certainly. If you got
10 grand, huh?
10 grand, right.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that's how much one of those things costs.
Well, how many
you can find it.
How many miles a gallon I get?
10 grand? That's crazy.
Yeah,
The free market sets the price, right, man?
No, it doesn't. Isn't it constricted? Isn't the amount that... aren't they banned from manufacture? Can't you only buy the ones that exist?
No.
You can buy a brand new HKMP5.
You can only buy the ones that exist, but within that, yes, there is a supply and demand, and it's the commodity market. The supply has been fixed by the government by that May 19, 1986.
Right. Okay, so if the supply is fixed...
Yes.
In which case...
There is a demand and a supply equation within the fixed market.
Right. There is a supply-demand. It's supply-demand enters into this.
So then I guess this isn't really an issue with you, gun control. Do you agree with me that we should repeal all the federal gun control laws that are on the books?
Yes, I agree.
Excellent.
What about laws, rockets, and howitzers?
You know, bandwidth is a slippery slope.
It
and
is.
If I agree with you and say, or if I go where you're leading me and say, well, no, maybe we shouldn't have those, then it's just as easy for the next person to say, well, what about 50 calibers? Well, what about machine guns? What about this and that?
Manwich wants to take it the other direction, so that way when you say, no, you should have those, he says, well, what about a tactical nuclear weapon and a silo in your backyard? I really don't know. I'm not trying to bait anybody here. I struggle with this issue.
Mm-hmm.
Because I came into the Libertarian Party believing in the Second Amendment, but... I'm stuck at, like, howitzers, you know? I'm stuck at, shoulder-launched rockets. I don't want to go that far.
Well, what I would say to you, sir, is that far be it from me to tell you what you should or should not own.
That's a great point.
And that's what it comes down to. I don't know, you know, maybe you want, in Terminator, you want a plasma rifle in a 40-watt range or whatever that Schwarzenegger comes in and asks for. I don't know, sir. It's not my right to tell you what you should or shouldn't have.
By the way, Manwich doesn't qualify as a sir, so don't use that again.
Only if you spell it C-U-R.
All right, man. Anything else on your mind, Publius?
No, thank you, Ian. Have a great weekend. I won't be able to talk to you tomorrow night. I'm out doing some stuff.
Well, that's okay. That's why we have the archives. You can always listen 24 hours a day at freetalklive.com.
Okay. I think last night I made a comment about you'd be paranoid, too, if someone was out to get you. That was a joke.
Oh, so nobody really is out to get you?
Oh, no, you know.
You sure about that?
Are you?
I can't get into that right now. Talk to you later, Publius.
Okay, have a good night.
1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Maybe someday we'll talk about that. 1-800-259-9231. So, porn in the car. Should we finally get back to this?
Maybe.
So, from Sacramento.
I think you better reread the article.
The bill was defeated. There was a bill put up to ban the display of pornography on the in-car little DVD screens that people have nowadays.
Right, little LCD monitors
in their
cars.
Their SUVs for the kids. Usually when I see it, it's Barney. And yeah. I think we really should have a bill to ban Barney from anybody's vehicle.
Exactly. That scars me. You know?
It's lifelong. Lifelong scars.
Why don't I get the same protection kids do?
1-800-259-9231. It's your show. You take control. Final segment coming up, so if you want to get on, you better do it now. 800-259-9231. It is Free Talk Live.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I've been using Avacor now for 4 months, and it's a great product. They back everything with a money-back guarantee. It works.
My hair hasn't looked this good in over 15 years.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Even if hair loss runs in the family, Avacor can help you regrow your own natural hair. Call 1-800-548-5910. That's 1-800-548-5910. Call now for your free month supply. Call 1-800-548-5910. That's 1-800-548-5910.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the back-breaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests to feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy-turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is your show, Free Talk Live. Moments remain for you to take control at 1-800-259-9231. But if you miss your chance tonight, never fear. We're here 6 nights a week, Monday through Friday from 8 till 10 Eastern, and the live Saturday show from 7 to 10 Eastern. So join us for every single moment, and also join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got live streaming there and much, much more. But, Manwich, I know you want to get into some conflict here about this issue in California. They almost banned the display of pornography. And rather than get into the details, let's just get into it, Manwich. I know that you agree with this particular law. You would have liked to have seen this law passed.
I would like to see a law passed.
You're a defender of the children. You do it for the children.
You know, right? The thing is, wouldn't you be offended if you had your children out and somebody came up and just put, you know, porn right in their face?
Look at this kid! Look! Well,
yeah, but you know what? That is not what's happening. These people are not putting this thing on the TV screen and then having loudspeakers outside saying, "Children, look through my window! Look through my window, children!"
Then tint your windows more thoroughly.
Well, it doesn't matter. Honestly, in my personal opinion, I think if we're going to make any law regarding children and the viewing of pornography, is that we make it mandatory that children watch it.
Well, that's because you're a sick man. I don't agree with making a law, saying if we're going to make a law.
If we're going to make a law.
But you think that kids should be shown porn.
I support that. I support a parent, if a parent makes a choice to educate their child about sex and showing them the act in question, I support that. Definitely.
I agree with you, Scott.
But if they make that choice, but you're jamming that choice down my throat by playing porn in your SUV while you know, where everybody can see it.
A lot of Christian families don't agree with swearing in front of their children. Should public swearing be outlawed?
Ooh. I think that you should watch your mouth.
Okay,
should it
sure.
be outlawed?
But should I be able to punch the guy in the face for swearing in front of my kid?
No, that's violence.
Look, watch your dirty little mouth. You know?
What is with you? You're such a Puritan sometimes, man. Which,
what if I,
four letters. It's all it is. Four letters.
Let's go outside the dirty route. What if I'm pro-abortion and I don't want my kids knowing about abortion? Or, you know, I'm sorry. Let's say I don't want my kids knowing about abortion. And I come across somebody on the street who is pro-abortion and is talking about there's an abortion rally. Should I in some way be able to punish those people for exposing my children to a concept I don't want them to know about?
It's something they need to learn about. I mean, it's going to be an issue they're going to have to face.
Well, so is sex and swearing.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, but I don't
unless you want them to know about abortion but not understand sex.
I don't need to find out what dirty version of sex it is that you want to teach my kids. Thanks.
Okay, so sex doesn't really necessarily happen like it does in the porn videos, but...
But then you need a better life.
Please. Please. 1-800-259-9231. So, Manwich, you would support this law, you would vote for this law if you were...
Yes. Yeah, I would.
Would you just ban porn? Why not ban porn altogether?
Because
you know that the kids are going to come across it. Come on, dude. How old were you when you saw your first Playboy?
I don't know the specific brands, but I would say I was probably somewhere in the neighborhood of like 8, 7.
So maybe we should just ban porn altogether because
that's
you
not
saw
porn.
It. Oh, well, now some Christians would disagree with you, wouldn't they?
They would.
Yeah. Now, should this be completely subjective to your opinion of porn? What about people who think...
We're talking about Manwich's world.
What about people who think that nudity is pornography? Should there be any depiction of nudity be outlawed?
Let's be reasonable.
Who sets the rules? Who sets the lines is the question and the problem. And we'll have to discuss it some other time because we're out of time for tonight. It's been Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And Manwich.
I say you should set your own rules. 1-800-259-9231. Get online at freetalklive.com. Manwich, you're not here tomorrow night. Get out of here. You're fired. Free Talk Live. If you're